WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The FAA has been warning about a shortage of air traffic controllers, something that could snarl airline traffic this Thanksgiving holiday travel week. If you're planning to fly into or out of Charlotte's airport in North Carolina, you could run into a different problem as well.
Overnight, Charlotte airport workers actually went on strike just days before Thanksgiving, so they're calling it Strikesgiving. Charlotte is one of the major hubs for American Airlines, so this could potentially affect that airline. 1 million passengers are expected to fly through Charlotte this week alone.
ABC Transportation correspondent Jill Benitez. Over a dozen people missing after a tourist cruise vessel sank in the Red Sea overnight. High demand for today's hearing on whether the process should begin of letting the Menendez brothers out of prison. Eric and Lyle Menendez killed their parents in 1989. Some in Los Angeles argue they deserve to be released based on good behavior and new evidence in their case. Donald Trump has chosen his new cabinet and named many of those who will play key roles in his next administration. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ayland. Governor Tony Evers issues his latest round of pardons. The 172 granted by Evers brings his total number to 1,436. Pardon's an official act of forgiveness that restores rights lost when someone is convicted of a felony, including the right to serve on a jury, hold public office, and hold certain professional licenses. A former Northeast Wisconsin fire chief faces over 20 counts for allegedly embezzling from his department. Oconto County prosecutors accused Christopher Thompson of taking more than $100,000 from the Lakewood Fire Department Association. Investigators say Thompson used that money to pay personal bills. And the U.S. Navy's newest littoral combat ship was commissioned Saturday in Milwaukee. The USS Beloit is named for the city where Fairbanks Morse has built generations of engines to power Navy vessels. The 387-foot vessel is the first commissioned Navy ship named Beloit.
City weather. Showers this morning. It'll be mostly cloudy, becoming breezy this afternoon with falling temperatures today. We're going to go from the 40s this morning into the low 30s by later this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 20. Tomorrow, sunshine, 35 on Wednesday. Flurries with a high of 36. If you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
99.7 Max FM, 7:03 on Monday morning. Join Emily and I at 7:10. We're going to talk about the fun things that happened this weekend and all of the exciting things happening on your Thanksgiving week. Here is Bonnie Tyler.
Turn around. Every now and then I get a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of listening to the sound of my tears.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes.
Turn around, bright eyes.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Turn around.
Thank you.
it falling apart. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart. A total eclipse of the heart.
'90s and more. '90.97 Max FM.
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving coming up. You getting to say about Thanksgiving?
It's Thanksgiving week.
It's Thanksgiving week.
Throw that turkey now!
The turkey.
It's frozen.
Frozen solid.
Don't worry. It'll thaw out.
It'll thaw out nice.
Happy Thanksgiving.
See you Thanksgiving.
Now, on this thankful time of year, I would like to say...
Showtime.
Maximum hit to the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 7-Eleven on Monday morning. Dave and Emily joining you. We'll take a quick look at our weather today. We are seeing a little bit of mist out there this morning. It'll be cloudy and breezy. Falling temps today from the 40s to the low 30s by this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 20 on Wednesday. Sunshine, a high of 35. Thursday, we do have a chance of flurries, and that should be Wednesday, a chance of flurries with a high of 36. It is a little misty out there this morning, Emily, but not too bad for November. How are you doing today?
Doing great, Dave. Good morning. Day after the big weekend in Baraboo. How much fun did you have?
Oh, my goodness. Way too much fun.
There's no such thing as too much fun. Come on.
My body says it was holiday. Different.
It was kinds of fun. No, it was lovely.
How about
you? Looking forward and not backward. I want to remind you that you can't get Wednesday and Thursday screwed up this week, whether or not one is Thanksgiving and one is the day before Thanksgiving. So let that be the Wednesday with the flurries and the Thursday with the Thanksgiving. How does that sound?
Yes. And as you heard in our show opener, make sure if you've not got that turkey out of the freezer, go to your freezer right now and get it out because you need to start thawing that. It should have been out probably yesterday, depending on the size of it. So get that turkey out now.
That's really interesting because we've had some discussions in our house because we're hosting for the second time, but the first time was so long ago that we didn't even have any children. So it was much different kind of smaller group. But we were having discussions about getting a fresh turkey if you can, and you still have to order them, but sometimes you can. And I think we were able to literally capture one. So we are good to go with the fresh turkey, which is kind of nice. But yeah, if you have the frozen turkey, which is more common, it is, it takes a couple hours per pound or something. I mean, there's some hard calculus that goes along with this. So let's be thoughtful about how you're doing this. Because if you've never done it before, don't bring the turkey out a couple hours before Thanksgiving and think it's going to work out, because it's not. And there is these stories about people getting up at 4 a.m. and doing stuff are real. So I just heard a nice little spiel about there's a lot of things you can do to pre-prep your Thanksgiving meal the day and the days before. And so the day of, you actually just have kind of that last minute kind of stuff, which doesn't take all day. So there's some options out there. Definitely do your research. It's kind of a fun thing to plan for.
Most definitely. And as we talk about planning for things, if you're celebrating birthdays or anniversaries, text those in to us. We'll be talking about those at 740-608-355-9970. Also, if you want a Max FM Christmas card, text in Christmas card with your name and address to 608-355-9970 or the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse and tap on Max FM.
Emily, a long one without a breath. I heard you running out of breath there at the end. definitely text me at the Christmas card.
Yeah, we don't want anyone missing those Christmas cards. And you and I have a photo shoot this morning for that. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And I suspect shenanigans as well. So looking forward to that.
The shenanigator.
Yes, I'm the master shenanigator. And, we had a lot of shenanigans this week. And it was kind of a crazy weekend because we started with getting the holiday music on the square working Friday morning. So I do want to take a moment and say thank you to PJ and the crew from Radio Shack for working on that. We had a very busy Friday morning getting that going, and we do have a little bit of repairs that we need to do to the courthouse speaker, so we are looking into that. But Christmas music is playing from the new Max FM studios at the Great Day Weicker building and Oak Street, so that was fantastic to get that done. Then Friday night, Friday we had our live remote. Can't forget about that. Thank you to everyone that stopped out. And then Friday night was the wine walk.
Phew, that was some serious business. I've never been in it, much less a participant. And I have some bartending experience in my life, so I just took that role on. And wow, it was a lot of people. At one point it was a trickling situation, and I was like, oh, this is nice. And then first, I don't know what happened, but legit the floodgates opened. I mean, that's what it felt like. There was 200-300 people in the building, which thankfully, we're so lucky to have so much nice space, because there was, and I had a little birdie named Rachel let me know, you might want to move the wine towards the back of the building because you're going to have a line. I was like, okay, I didn't really think about it. And for sure. Yep. The line was along our new kind of bar serving area all the way to the door and all the way to the vault. So it was cool. People got to hang on the building, chit chat in line, and then, get their little pours of whichever wine they wanted to try out of the two. And then they kind of checked out the vault in the old bank building and wandered around and, soaked in the ambiance and chit chatted with each other. So it was really successful, really fun. And we got to have some bonding of the folks that work in the building too, before, during, and after. So I think it was, it was a very successful event, and I appreciate everyone's, hands that are involved in putting that on, because it really does take the whole town. It was cool. And that's not even to mention the things that happened the next day that took the whole town.
Right. And I was amazed at the number of people that were down there when I stopped down there, because I think I got down there sometime maybe around 7 o'clock or so. And just the number of people that were down there, there was a lot of people that came through there. And that Christmas wine was pretty tasty, anyways.
No, thanks to you, Dave and Mike Y out there and my husband, Rob. I mean, I had all hands on deck. People were, marking the cards to show that people had come in. So Dave was helping with that. Mike and Dave were both getting the wine as I was running out. Rob was standing in a bartending and chit-chatting people up, making sure they had what they need. You know, we had a water service station in the front to get a sip of water, rinse out. We had some chili going on. So it was a well-rounded event in terms of experience, I believe. So, and it seemed like I didn't get a chance to go to the other stops, but everybody was all smiles. So, you know, well done, Baraboo. It really did check all the boxes, I believe. And then it just, you know, rolled right into the next day. And the Christmas market was just beautiful. My kids were up. They had a great time. Some clothes were bought. Some food was bought. The vendors were working hard. It was beautiful. And then, you know, obviously the parade itself. I drove in the parade. It was lovely. I've never done that before. And we had a ball. We had kids walking with us. We had the guy dressed up as the bear. We had candy to hand out. I mean, it was just like really, I don't know. I felt like I was in a really beautiful movie. It was really great.
Yeah, the parade was fantastic, and we were able to watch it from the new studio location. We actually broadcast it live from the studio. Again, I do want to take a moment and say thank you to all of our crew that was involved in that. Of course, Corey Hartman was up here for a couple of days getting everything prepared and ready for that. A special shout out to Drew Smith for all the technical work that he did. My lovely wife, Wendy Grant, was there doing a lot of prep in advance for this, and it turned out great. And we'll get to see that on the Max FM Christmas card because we left everything in place that she had done for that. So thank you to her. We had Maddie Jones make a guest appearance. She was up here with Dave and Scott doing the parade broadcast. And it was an amazing amount of work that goes into this. So thank you to everyone that was involved in that. Now, if you miss the parade on Friday night, I've got good news for you. You can go watch that on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page anytime that you want. We have it archived on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. And we also have the video from when Santa lit the Christmas tree at the Al Ringling Theater. So you can go watch that. Now you may go, well, I want to watch it on TV. Well, we can hook you up with that as well. Spectrum Cable Channel 10 and Antenna TV 43 will rebroadcast the Downtown Baraboo Light Parade. That again, Spectrum Cable Channel 10, Antenna TV 43 on Thanksgiving Day at 9 a.m., 2 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. And Emily, we need to thank our sponsors one more time that helped out with this.
Yes, absolutely. There were so many people involved. So thank you again to our lead broadcast sponsor, Baraboo, our lead broadcast sponsor, Baraboo State Bank, and our streaming partners, Baraboo State Bank, Sullivan's 2 Repair Show, Don Larson Superstore of Baraboo, and Bank of Wisconsin Dells. Thank you. We could not have done it without you. And there was so many hands on deck. Again, yeah, thank you to Wendy, to Drew, to Corey. There was just so many people. I mean, it was like everyone had a job to do, but then everyone was also helping with everyone else's jobs. And just the feeling of what can I do to help to make this work across the board, whether, you know, it was the radio station broadcast to getting the building ready for the wine walk and the parade, to getting the golf cart ready. I mean, it was, you know, and that's my own personal kind of experience with being part of the parade, too. But I know that that wasn't the only one. When we got our cart down to where we were supposed to be to park it, we didn't really know this was our first time doing this. So
right,
everybody that we drove by was like, oh, no, your spot's right there. We'll let you know when to go. And, you know, there was just it was just a really huge reminder of the it takes a village and that really being real. And I felt that that was real in every mind over the weekend. It was lovely. Let's see
and,
here. What else do we
thank
have?
You to I think Pizza Ranch
there's a couple other sponsors. I apologize.
And nope, that's our TV was sponsored by Pizza Ranch. So thank you to them as well. So we appreciate them being partnering up so we could get that on TV as well. So, and Emily, as we talk about this, the year, it is 4 days away from Christmas Day, or 4 weeks away from Christmas. Can you believe it?
No, it's 4 days away from Thanksgiving.
I know. I'm thinking turkey already. I've got turkey on the brain.
Bird brain. There's another name for you. Oh, no. I'm just kidding.
I've got some for you.
Weeks till Christmas, 4 days till Thanksgiving, including today. So we're on a couple of countdowns with the number 4, and that is cool. Like, I got to say, the weekend kind of really got us all in the spirit, and it was kind of nice to just, like, immerse ourselves in holiday everything, even though it's not quite Thanksgiving. So it feels much early. It didn't feel that way during it. It really felt the timing was really right. So, you know, I clearly the timing was right also for our lovely football team. Packers,
yeah.
Just comment 38-10 over San Francisco. Woo, 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 woo.
Yeah, unfortunately, the Badgers didn't have such a great day, but you know what? It is what it is. And, you know, we did see a great Packers game, and the Packers are playing again on Thursday night, on Thanksgiving night, and that's going to be kind of fun. So we'll have Hanging with Howell. That'll be at 8:30 today. We're still working on all the details for Friday of what our plans are for that as well. So we still have a live morning show on Friday. You'll be on vacation that day, a much-deserved vacation. We have person coming in to fill in for you on Friday. It is my other work wife, Wendy, so she'll be here on Friday. So looking forward to that.
Oh, you guys will have fun. You guys will have a great time. It'll be a great show. We've got a lot coming up. We do have a lot coming up. And in reminder of a lot coming up, we got to switch out to some music and other news.
Yes, we should probably do that. So we're going to take a fun morning ahead, and we got a lot going on. We're excited about that. And, you know, Emily, it's just great to be back on a wonderful Monday morning. So thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us. See you in a minute.
You betcha. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
You know what my favorite holiday is? It's Thanksgiving.
Care you can grow with. Your family is growing, and so is RAMC. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is adding more nurse midwives to their team of exceptional obstetric care providers. RAMC brings together dedicated nurse midwives, OBGYNs, family practice physicians, and birth center nurses committed to providing exceptional care and the best experience for growing families. To learn more, visit RAMCHealth.com.
This Black Friday, meet us at Backroad Baraboo Motors for our Reveal the Deal event. 0% financing on all vehicles, new and used. Cars starting at just $199. Plus, no payments till spring. And your test drive is your chance to win thousands in prizes, including a TV, Beats earbuds, Baraboo Meats gift card, and more. We're opening early at 8 a.m. with coffee and pastries. Or treat yourself to lunch with Last Meal Pass on site from 10 till 4. It's Reveal the Deal time at Backroad Baraboo Motors.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy McAsee, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
Max FM.
Magic.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 728 on Monday morning. Shop local and say big at Max FM. BigDeals.com. $50 towards a certificate for food or drink at Lake City Social. Today, $35 at Max FM. BigDeals.com. Here is Steve Perry on Max FM.
You should have been gone, knowing how I made you feel. And I should have been gone after all your words of steel. Oh, I must have been a dreamer, and I must have been someone else. And we should have been.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, Dave Grant with you, 731 on Monday morning. People Helping People is holding Stomp Out Hunger 12 and the Christmas Adopt-A-Family. Now through December 1st, PHP is collecting monetary donations for their Adopt-A-Family program, which provides a full Thanksgiving and Christmas meal to low-income families. If you're able to contribute, you can mail or drop those donations off to PHP at 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. You can also donate online at phpwisconsin.org. The goal is raised between $3,000 and $5,000 to purchase those non-perishable food items. Currently, they're at $2,000, so they're below that goal of $3,000. We want to meet and exceed that, so please consider a donation. On Saturday, December 7th, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., the Broad Fry and Bake Sale is back at PHP headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. Brats, Italian sausages, all beef franks, chips, soda, or water. Santa will visit from 2 to 4 p.m., arriving on his big red fire truck, so stop over and support a great cause. For more information or to make a donation, go to phpwisconsin.org. As a reminder, at 7:40, we are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. Please text those in to us, 608-355-9970. You can also do that via the free Civic Media app. If you've not texted in your name and address, please do so. Text in Christmas card with your name and address, and we will hook you up with a Max FM Christmas card.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
The Packers got revenge from their January playoff loss to San Francisco, rolling to a 38-10 win over the Niners on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Josh Jacobs rushing for 106 yards and three touchdowns, while quarterback Jordan Love passed for two scores. Packers improved to 8-3, keeping pace in the NFC North with Detroit and Minnesota. Quick turnaround, they'll take on Miami on Thanksgiving night at Lambeau Field. Football: Badgers blown out at Nebraska 44-25. Wisconsin 5-6, still need to win its final game to become bowl eligible. They'll host the rival Gophers with Paul Bunyan's axe on the line on Friday morning at 11 a.m. College basketball: John Tanjay scored 25 of his 33 in the second half to lead the Badgers to an 81-75 win over Pittsburgh to capture the Greenbrier tip-off tournament yesterday. The Badger volleyball team swept at Nebraska to the second-ranked Cornhuskers on Saturday, eliminating Wisconsin from Big Ten title contention. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Showers this morning. It'll be mostly cloudy, becoming breezy this afternoon with falling temperatures today. We're going to go from the 40s this morning into the low 30s by later this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 20. Tomorrow, sunshine, 35 on Wednesday. Flurries with a high of 36. If you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
99.7.
tough time. If you're lost, you can look and you will find me. Time after time, if you fall, I will catch you. I'll be waiting. Time after time.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 7:39 on Monday morning. As Cindy reminded us, time after time, we are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. If you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary or know someone that is, please text us those 608-355-9970. Emily, you and I are going to look at the celebrity birthdays.
Yes, we are looking at the celebrity birthdays, and I want to just share a little silly thing from our three-day-long, you know, kind of party activity this weekend, beginning at the remote broadcast at Baccarat Baraboo Motors. That song was playing, and of course we were on mute, but my vocal wasn't on mute, and I, meaning that I was going ahead and singing in full volume to that song, and there was customers, and there was all kinds of people around, and I didn't realize it, and, you know, I took a little guff for that, but
been there, done it.
It was really nice. I didn't even think about it. I didn't even realize it. That's just one you just sing along with. So,
oh yeah,
anywho,
for sure.
Okay, moving on to moving on to birthdays. I was reading through these earlier, and a couple ones stood out to me. Which I'm just going to start with this because this is just hilarious. I had no idea what this stood for. So back in the day, I listened to EPMD like everyone else that I knew did. So Eric Sermon is part of the duo. He is 56 today. So happy birthday to Eric Sermon. Here's the description. This is what I love. He was once a dazzling young urbanite. Along with Parrish Smith, they were EPMD, which stood for Eric and Parrish Making Dallas. Do you know that EPMD stood for that? I thought it was like this really like deep acronym or some kind of thing that maybe was like
medical doctor
scale. Something. I don't know. I love that. Eric and Parrish Making Dallas, which is just, you know, it's just kind of significant of the times and also really kind of how young they were that that was like, they're like, yeah, that's a great name. So
right.
Anywho, another one of my favorites back in the day, Christina Applegate, a wonderful actor. Of course, she was Kelly Bundy on Married with Children. Those of us who grew up with that show, I mean,
love
identified with
marriage.
Her struggles because of her dad and her brother and everyone else around her. She was just like, whatever. She was also in Vacation, of course, and Anchorman, amongst many other shows. So what else do you see on there?
Well, and she's also a breast cancer survivor. So that's something I wanted to mention, too. That is just amazing. So,
yeah.
And I can't believe she's 53
she's a
already.
Tough one. I know. That doesn't even make sense to me. Like, I always knew she was, like, a little bit older than me, but, like, it's not, yeah.
Well, let's see. Jen and Barbara Bush, 43. They're the former first twins. Let's see. Donovan McNabb, 48 years old, longtime Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, now analyst for the NFL Network, and he got himself into trouble. Oh, and then we've got this. Ooh. Eddie Steeples is 51. Crabman on My Name is Earl.
It's such a great show. It's so random, but it's like surprisingly really funny. Like you kind of are like, what? And then you watch it. You're like, oh. Oh.
You're like, oh my gosh, did I just watch that?
It's like, we'll just leave it at that. We'll just leave it at that. What about, so Jill Hennessy, I'm not familiar with her, but I know you love your like Law and Police shows. So she was in Law and Order, so you must be familiar with their character, and also in Crossing Jordan. And I never saw that one either, but it was really popular. Is that a good one?
Yeah, that was pretty good from what I hear. I didn't get to watch a whole lot of that one, unfortunately.
Okay. There's enough TV out there.
Yes, there is.
We got some more football. We got Bernie Kosar, 61, Cleveland Browns quarterbacking legend. So happy birthday to Bernie. And then, this isn't a piece of entertainment that I do not understand, but other people love it. So Joey Chestnut, is 41 today. He is the hot dog eating champion who set the world record when he shoved 75 hot dogs down his throat in 10 minutes in 2020.
Ugh. No, thank you.
I guess eating his feelings. Man, come on. I mean, it was the beginning of the pandemic. Maybe that's what was going on. I don't know. But that is just not. There's lots of things wrong with that. So just leave that one alone.
It's just yuck. Let's see. Amy Grant, who is no relation as far as I know, 64 years old today, Grammy-winning wife of Vince Gill, will play Amy Grant when we get done celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. Bruno Tonelli, 69 years old, the Italian dancer who's now a judge on Dancing with the Stars. And if you ever watch Dancing with the Stars, Bruno does not act his age whatsoever, practically jumping over the tables, just so excited. Bruno's got great energy.
Oh, yeah. I just love that show. Like, Dave will be there watching his, like, Law and Police shows, and I'll watch all the dancing and singing shows. Like, it's such great entertainment. Give people a chance to show how awesome they are, you know, without being a celebrity ahead of time. That's why I love those shows. It like gives just regular old people a chance to be on television and just like rock everyone's world with their singing and dancing. I think it's incredible. I really appreciate those kind of, I don't know if you can call them like reality shows, but like they didn't have those when we were younger, right?
No, so they didn't.
The advent of all the new styles of TV, that one I am proud of. I think that one's really great. We also have we've got a local birthday that just came in.
Yes,
so,
we do.
Yeah. Want to do a shout out. Happy 43rd birthday to Michael from Eliana from Baraboo. She says, he's my dad. Best dad a girl could ask for.
I love that so much.
So, Eliana, thank you for sending that in and happy birthday to your dad, Michael. You are going to have a great day, Michael. It's leading into a holiday week. I mean, it's a pretty nice Monday to have when you know that it ends in Thanksgiving and a day off. So.
Well, you know, it's a short week with turkey and pie. You know, what more can you ask for in a week? That's my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving. I'm just going to go with that. I mean, there's no two ways about it. Turkey
it's
and pie.
It's on the top for
face.
Me too. Halloween and Thanksgiving. Yeah, absolutely. And this year it just feels so warm and fuzzy because of all the stuff that happened over the weekend. Then to have kind of getting this holiday spirit in and then roll right into the best meal of the year. I'm down. I am so down. I'm excited.
I am too. And so I got to ask you real quick, Emily, favorite pie, apple or pumpkin?
Apple.
Apple?
Yep. Love apple. And I'm one of those weirdos who will put a piece of cheddar cheese on an apple pie and eat it that way. So good.
Okay,
if you've never
that's
tried
interesting.
That. This is a total Wisconsin thing. If you've never tried that, try it. It changes the pie. So it's not better or worse. It's just different. It becomes a whole different meal. So you have your hot, you know, piece of pie. If it's right out of the oven, you don't even need to do this. You just put a little thin slice of cheddar cheese on top and it will melt on it. Otherwise, if you have, you know, if the pie is from later and you want to bring it out the fridge, you just stick it in the microwave with a piece of cheese on it for about, you know, 5-10 seconds and it melts in there and it just... I mean, cheddar cheese makes everything better. I just, believer in cheese with everything. But we do have the best cheese
in
the world.
Yeah, well, we are in Wisconsin after all. And for me, for me, it's a toss-up. I mean, I love them both. And so, then you get into pecan pie, you know, and no one tipped.
What's
my favorite pie, honestly, is peach pie, but no one makes for Thanksgiving. Let's just face it.
Nice.
But yeah, peach pie is one of my favorite pies. And so yeah, I like an apple pie, you know, a little bit of caramel drizzled on top of that pie is kind of nice. So I'm going to go the caramel route instead of the cheese route.
That's fair. If we had like a pie eating contest, we would just each have our own little separate toppings and go for it.
Right? Yeah, but no pie eating contest. No one wants to watch that.
That makes me think of Stand By Me. Oh, God. Okay. Anyway, and we digress. What else we got going on? I think we got to play some music here.
But before we do that, as a reminder, if you want the Max FM Christmas card, you'll get to see our lovely faces on it. You need to text in Christmas card 608-355-9970 with your name and address, and we'll hook you up with the Max FM Christmas card in December. Okay, and we just got a text in from Michael. He says, cheddar cheese and vanilla ice cream on hot apple pie is the best. No, I
thanks, Michael.
I'm liking the ice cream on my apple pie as well. So, you know, I can do the half and half on it. And you're getting double the dairy. You get the cheese and the ice cream at that point.
Yeah.
That's a great idea, Michael.
It's a good call. I have tried it. It's great. It's great. You can do cheddar cheese and then ice cream on top of the cheese even. I know that sounds like a mind boggler, but it's real. It's good. Just try all the stuff. I mean, when I was a kid, I liked to have all my food separate on my plate. When I'm now as an adult, I like to mix everything together. So at the end of the meal, it's going to all be mixed together anyway. So might as well do that with your dessert and just go for it.
I think I'll go the ice cream. I don't know, the ice cream and the cheese. Chris is not agreeing with that. He's not going to do the cheese and ice cream on his pie. So
all commentary about dessert.
Yes, all the commentary. See, I actually watched a text line. Well, you know, so we get to see all this as it comes into us. So, yeah, I definitely like ice cream on my pie. Now I'm hungry. I've not had breakfast yet. So, while we get some, yeah, so I'm gonna go grab some breakfast. It's more Music Mornings with Dave and Emily on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
It's the season of giving, and Pizza Ranch in Baraboo is helping you spread the cheer. For every $50 gift card you buy, you'll receive a $10 bounce back card for yourself. Plus, you can help a family in need with a pizza pack donation. Pizza Ranch is where your gift keeps on giving, to you and to others. So stop by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and give the gift of pizza this season. Treat yourself, treat others, and make someone's holiday a little brighter.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. After you get done with your Black Friday shopping, be sure to celebrate Small Business Saturday. Many of the small businesses all across the area communities will be participating in a day of great deals and an opportunity to support local. Be sure to check the area Chamber of Commerce websites, as well as the downtown Baraboo website, to see some of the great deals you can expect to find on Saturday. The Weston School Music Department is going to be hosting the 43rd Annual Arts and Craft Fair. This is going to happen on Saturday, November 30th, from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. Big sales and delicious food available throughout the day. Again, this is Saturday, November 30th from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. And every Saturday through the holiday season, be sure to swing by downtown Baraboo for a great opportunity to visit with Santa, enjoy a carriage ride, and strolling carolers. This will be happening from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. as Santa is going to be meeting with kids at the Al Ringling Theater. Carolers will be strolling and singing through the downtown business district, and horse-drawn carriages will be available taking riders around the square. Again, this is each Saturday leading up to the holiday.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, The Dells, and Reedsburg.
Maximum hits.
Taken with the notion to love you with the sweetest.
FM. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe. Hey, hey.
WRPQ